Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Here we go again. It is that time of the year when the church celebrates Easter. I don't know how this compares with Christmas, which is considered the most wonderful time of the year, but we are making preparations, grand preparations, for this exciting and amazing season. 3 months ago, we did the pageants, the musicals, the decoration of the sanctuaries, the debate as to whether we should do a service on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And of course, we did the grand distribution of gifts and food to less fortunate. Then a few weeks later, we did the January period of fasting, 21 short days of fasting and prayer. Now it is March, and we are doing the Easter preparation. Here we go. Again, why do we do it? Why do we plan our major church activities around these special holidays? In my neck of the woods, I see billboards advertising Easter, road signs advertising Easter. Social media efforts have got more elaborate as more and more churches join the competition to attract the world to church at Easter. And don't forget the Easter drama production. Some churches spend thousands of dollars to put on an elaborate drama depicting the Easter story from the arrest of Jesus to the grand resurrection. Oh, by the way, I found out that there is no account of the details of the resurrection in the Bible. There is no writing of what happened. Check it out. Matthew, for example, talks about about Mary Magdalene and the other Mary who went down to the tomb early the Sunday morning. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Matthew 28 verses 2 to 6. Check the other Gospels, my friend. No eyewitness account of what happened, but we know that Jesus rose from the dead. There is a preponderance of accounts of the resurrected Lord appearing in different places. My favorite account is what we read in Revelation. Jesus appeared to John on the Lord's Day out there on the deserted island of Patmos. "When I saw him," wrote John, "I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." Revelation 1, 17 and 18. Absolutely amazing. But let us get back to our discussion. I wonder what the world thinks when they see us going to such great lengths to get them to change their plans and come to our churches on Easter. What do we offer them on that day? We make a tremendous effort to present the gospel with an emphasis on the Easter story. Just about now, I am being challenged by my own words. And our efforts are great. It is wonderful. That day, some churches will see a record number of people giving their hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah! The pews will be filled to overflow and children's church will have different activities for the additional kids who turn up to church that day. In fact, in anticipation, some churches will bring out extra seats, some churches will add an extra service or two to the day's schedule, and all the music, grand! I say, good job, my brothers and sisters. But let us stop and take stock. Is that what the church has become? A seasonal oasis? An institution in the community where it seems we ignore the world while they do their thing all year round, and then when our religious holidays come, we make an effort to present the gospel in an appealing way? That is great. But so many of us fail to maintain that momentum. Many of us spend the rest of the year focusing on ourselves while men and women are going about their business, living lives in sin, dying daily while we wait for another Christmas season or another Easter season to do our big religious activities. Our brothers and sisters in the early church did things differently. Please don't be mad at me, but we have to face truth. In Acts 2, when the church came into existence, they started a movement that saw something phenomenal. They were so pumped up about presenting Jesus every day that the Bible said, "And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved." Acts 2 verse 47. Over in the next chapter it says, "But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. Acts 3 and verse 4. But probably the most compelling account is in Acts 8. There was a widespread persecution in Jerusalem. Many Christians had to run from that city for their lives, thanks to Paul and his gang of vicious Jesus haters. And listen to what the scripture said. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Acts 8 and verse 4. My friends, these guys did not wait until it was Christmas or Easter. They did not sit in their air-conditioned churches every other Sunday and enjoy good sermons. They were outside beating the pavement, sharing Jesus with anybody they came across. And believe me, people were getting saved left, right, and center. We read that crowds of people stopped and listened to the gospel being preached, and they were saved. It happened, my friend. Just read the book of Acts. What does Paul have to say about all of this? He told Timothy, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season." 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. My friends, keep advertising for Easter. Keep praying and preparing for large numbers of people on that great day. Make sure your people are ready to handle not just the crowd, but those many people who will give their hearts to the Lord that day. Get your New Believers program ready, but please, I beg you, as I appeal to myself, do not wait for the next big holiday to put on a show in order to present Jesus. Jesus is not seasonal. Preach the gospel all year round. Work at winning people for the Lord daily. Who knows, we might become so effective that we don't have to do anything special for Easter because we have been preaching the word all the time. Oh, what a delight it would be to hear it said of your church that the Lord added daily or even weekly those who were being saved. Don't let the word say of our efforts on special holidays, "Here they go again."